the UMFO Medford. This is Pam. I've got Joel and Silent Jay here with me tonight.
I'm not so silent.
Yay, Joel!
Loquacious Joel.
Well, we're excited to have you. We're excited because we're celebrating this year, 2019,
30 years of On the Town with Mikey D.
That's right.
I just can't wrap my head around the fact that we are doing this for 30 years, man.
Well, you were saying that Mikey D was doing this show for a few years before
even. Yeah, 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 from 89. Well, he was also doing, you know, he did a show, a radio show here before it was On the Town with Mikey D, devoted to local music. But it was only 2 hours long. He didn't use the On the Town moniker. Mm-hmm. But he would you know, play some deep cuts. And let's face it, you know, as far as people who were champions of the local music scene, you couldn't find somebody more loyal to the scene than Mikey D. And, you know, he would come to every show. He'd be out every day going to shows. Just go out and see a show, you know. Go out and see a show. It'll change your life, you know. And I think in the, you know, with the, you know, with the dearth of really good live music, and people not really wanting to go out and seeing live music, it's more important now than it ever was. You know, back in the day, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have Netflix, we didn't have, you know, thousands of channels on TV. You know, we didn't have, you know, sophisticated, you know, interactive video games. We just didn't have all of that stuff. So what do? We go out and have fun, you know? And I think we need to bring that back. We need to make going out and having fun sexy again. And if you're looking for a good time of going out and having fun and being sexy, the place you want to be is Sally O'Brien's on May 2nd and May 3rd.
That is correct.
Because we are celebrating. We're going to have a big party.
It's a two-day party, and you are invited.
You are all invited.
You are invited.
Well, except for you. Except for you. You can't go. Not you, Jay. I was pointing behind you.
Yeah. But yes, please save the dates. Save the dates. We are your dates. We're here every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight on the Town with Mikey D, here on WMFO Medford. And right up here, we got a song from Straight Angular off their After and Before album. And the song is Are You Ever Satisfied?
Satisfied.
Are you ever satisfied?
No, I'm never satisfied. get what I once thought. I had opinions, now they're gone. I never care about the things that I should. I guess I'm bottled up.
WMFO Medford.
I leave it all to chance.
Russian Owls. No, I'm just kidding. The Russian Owls. Not the Russian Owls. But if you wanted to be a Russian Owls cover band, you could call yourselves the Russian Owls and not go far wrong. Burned Again off the Russian Owls album, The Distance in Between. Taxpayer before that. Creatures of Habit off Don't Steal My Night Vision. And we started off with Straight Angular. Are you ever satisfied?
No.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Pam. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Am I ever satisfied?
I'm doing okay as well.
Silent J.
I'm implacable.
Ooh.
And insatiable. Insatiable and implacable.
And conversational.
And I was exposed
to radiation.
Stop it.
You gotta stop exposing yourself, Jay. What's going on here. Anyway, but so the reason why we're all here is because they're under the weather, so I'm kind of picking up a little bit of the slack in terms of talking.
Joel's babysitting
us. No, I'm not. If anything, you're babysitting me.
I'm babysitting Joel.
You know, I had my little box of fruit juice, and I had a graham cracker, and I'm ready to be tucked in.
Oh yeah, with a little blankie and a little
pillow.
That's right. Some
anyway,
animal crackers.
But you know, they won't allow that here at the station. It's just
that's
not,
true.
Yeah, because they got cameras now. They got cameras. They can see us all. They can see us doing the thing and stuff. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing.
You say that, and it just makes me feel very Clockwork Orange about the whole thing.
It's the student executive board, right, that have the cameras?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all back in their dorms watching us and touching themselves, for sure.
No,
wait a minute. No, they're touching each other. Okay, no.
There's no touching.
No touching.
Joel,
no
if you
touching.
Keep it up, I'm going to talk.
Hey, when's the last time we said you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford on the town with Mikey D? Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, giving you the best that this local music scene has to offer. We got the best local music scene on the planet.
It's true. And
it's
when
true.
We so when we say local, we mean anywhere in New England. And again, Joel mentioned the addresses earlier, but if you go to On the Town with Mikey D's Facebook page, you will find the address, both electronic and postal.
Yes.
Where you can send your music. If you'd like us to play your music, you're an artist based in New England, we would like to hear it. We would like to play you. We would love for you to come in and chat about an upcoming show or
bring a guitar, bring your band, come up and play.
Yes.
We can do it. It's like doing a John Peel session. It really is. You know, we treat you good. We mix it in stereo.
That's right. You wind up having a delightful experience with some delightful people.
That's right.
If I say so
that's
myself.
Right. Good Lord. Now we sound like Nina Totenberg and what's his name on NPR.
Oh, I like that.
I do too. I'm Bob Oakes.
I'm Dave Mattingly.
That's right. Oh my God. I have a Dave Mattingly story. I had a tape that we were having a conversation, and we were doing like the weather, he's doing the traffic or something, or weather or something, and he just went on a tear about how much he hated his job and how he wanted to get out of there, and I saved it. It's the Dave Mattingly career-ending tape.
Is he still on the air somewhere?
I don't. He might be. I mean, these guys, they go from town to town and dial to dial, up and down the dial.
It's like the Music Man.
Just like the Music Man. Just like WKRP in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
As God is my witness, I thought they could fly. Anyway, so 91.5, right. we're happy to have you here.
We certainly are. Jake, can you show me the thing with the thing
so I can tell the
people about the thing? Up next, we have a song called Wave Backwards to Massachusetts. It's from Hallelujah the Hills.
Preparing for battle. guess it's probably true that I am never gonna find a girl that loves me like you do. Through all the pain and all the tears and all the broken-hearted moments, you're the one that always pulls me through. But lately everything's been changing, and it seems like all these bad times are rolling in. You loved me when I was perfect, but you seem to love me just a little more when I sinned. I'm out of my head, but I keep hanging around.
WMFO, Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. And what did we just hear, Jay? We just heard some stuff.
This is Matt York, his new single, yeah. Permanent Crush.
Yeah, I wonder when the Coca-Cola company is going to come after him for that record cover.
We're just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm kidding, of course. Yeah, what else was in that set, Jay?
And pardon my voice.
Oh, it's all good.
I was exposed to radiation.
Yeah. Delta race.
those upper crust characters. We did Heads Will Roll off Delusions of Grandeur.
Awesome.
And, the Sheila Divine Secret Society. They're
good people.
The title track off that EP. And Hallelujah the Hills, Hallelujah. Way backwards to Massachusetts.
Excellent. Excellent.
And Pam's back. Thank God.
There she is.
I love.
You got to turn her mic up though.
You sound like you remember when we make up different characters for people? That sounded like Rusty Nichols.
Well, no, you know what it sounds like? If I put it a little higher, it sounds like Martin Scorsese's mother.
Oh, yeah.
In Goodfellas. It's like, oh, Ma, you have a nice, you should settle down and get with the really nice girl.
Well, stop, you're always talking.
And he says to me, stop it, you're always talking. One dog goes this way, the other goes the other way, and this guy's like, what do you want from me?
That was Joe Pesci's part.
I know, but I love my son. I wanted him. I wanted to do him. Wait, what?
What? Okay. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name's Joel. Got Jay. Pam.
Hello.
And Mama Scorsese.
And Martin Scorsese. I love his films. Anyway, so you're going to play something off the On the Town compilation we
live
put out.
From Studio D, yeah. The very best of the On the Town Mikey D show.
And as a matter of fact, we will have those on sale at the show. If, for those of you who haven't bought it.
What show is that?
We are doing a 30th anniversary celebration show.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's a thing with some stuff.
Shut up, you're always talking.
You're always talking. Come on over, we'll have a nosh.
I'm so excited. There's going to be cake.
There's going to be cake.
May 2nd and 3rd. Put it on your calendar.
Please do.
Sweet dear, I just wanted to take a second and say you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
He's doing that pointing with the shaking of the fingers like he's getting ready to say, don't eat all of those cookies. Those are for guests.
Stick it in your purse for later, honey.
Stir the sauce, please.
It's not sauce. It's gravy.
Well, it depends where you're from.
Fight.
Do you
fight,
say what exit or not?
Oh. Jay's allowed to say that because he's originally from New Jersey.
That's right. Oh, you are? Which exit?
Oh.
I'm going to beat you with this rolling pin.
On that note, Very Lumar, live on The Town with Mikey D, this song is Slave.
And I can't see better.
the Milling Gowns live on the town with Mikey D. That's from Live from Studio D, which is the very best of On the Town with Mikey D, Volume 1.
That's right.
Which we put out a few years ago now, yeah. 5 years ago.
And 5 years ago. And Volume 2 will come out probably in the fall, I think.
Which is exciting.
In time for the part two of our celebration.
It's
actually,
our 30th birthday,
that's
guys.
That's right. 30 years of On the Town, for gosh sakes.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Damn Skippy. So, yeah, and, you know, we definitely want to show off a couple of the things that we've had in our vaults for the last couple of years. You know, it's really hard because, like, when we first started doing this, we didn't have an archive to speak of. You know, we had one cranky cassette machine in Studio B, and when it worked, it was usually the band would bring in a cassette and they'd want a tape of it, and that would be it. That would be the level of archive that we do. And then we had a DAT machine, and then DATs were really expensive. DATs were like $10.
Yeah.
So I one day I kind of blew like $100, got a big box of them, and I would recycle them. Because, you know, what else could you do? They were expensive. Yeah. I felt like the Don Kirshner's rock concert, you know. You'll never see any of those shows because they just recycled the old videotapes. And then, fortunately, when we entered the digital age, we were actually able to archive a whole bunch of stuff. So we have so many things in the vaults that we can be putting out compilations until the end of time.
The end of time.
That's right.
And we have a bunch of great bands that are going to be playing our May birthday party shows.
That is correct.
May 2nd and 3rd. Headlining on the Friday night is The Lights Out.
No, they're headlining on the Saturday night. We can't talk about who's headlining on Friday. That's a special secret surprise.
It's a secret.
That's right. But The Lights Out will be headlining on the Friday, and we had them up a couple of weeks ago, and they did a whole bunch of acoustic versions of their best known songs, and we actually have a Lights Out tune queued up, don't we?
We do indeed. Live on the Town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
5/17.
Yeah. On the Town with Mikey D is The Lights Out. WMFO Medford.
God, no. something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Mm-hmm.